Michael Waldemariam, an expert in defense issues in the Horn of Africa, says Somaliland opposition leader Mohamed Abdullahi's election as president shows that the breakaway region has built a stable political environment. That is in contrast to Somalia's security struggles. Waldemariam is an associate professor in the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland near Washington, D.C., and a senior fellow at the Center for International and Security Studies. He says, amid the autocracies in the region, the self-declared Republic of Somaliland could come to be seen as a potential stabilizer.
Somaliland, not for the first time, has held successful democratic elections. It not for the first time will see an incumbent party turned out of power. And that, I think, is a real credit to Somaliland, its institutional development, and the stability that corner of the Horn has been able to cultivate over a number of decades.
Waldemariam says it has not been easy for Somaliland to get to this particular democratic outcome. In past elections, he says, there was a lot of rancor and haggling over the country's electoral process. However, they have managed to build a consensus around elections and have held what appears to be a very democratic ballot.
The incumbent, Musi Bihi, has accepted the result and will cede power. This is no small thing, of course, given what we've seen across the region in the past, and again, of course, you know, common practice across the African continent. I mean, incumbents often don't go willingly. So again, it's a big credit to Somaliland, and hopefully, you know, can be a rare bit of good news that the region more broadly can capitalize on.
There will be big questions to the new administration moving forward. Although it has been effectively autonomous since 1991, no other country has recognized Somaliland as an independent government, and it is still considered to be a region of Somalia. However, Ethiopia has indicated it will recognize Somaliland's independence in return for being able to set up a naval base and port in the region's coast.
As many of your listeners know, Somalia and the Somali government is quite upset about that particular arrangement and the kind of regional, big macro regional shift I had talked about between Ethiopia and some of its neighbors in Egypt was really catalyzed by the MOU. A new government in Somalia is going to have to work through that particular issue. The early signs are that President Iro will take a close look at that particular agreement, is probably inclined to continue to support it, but we'll take a look at it and analyze it and come to their own kind of view on that particular arrangement.
Waldemariam says the new government will have to find ways to implement that agreement and to manage the regional fallout while Somaliland continues its quest for international recognition.